The focus of the world, considering all that's happening in that region, has, of course, been Israel. This focus has allowed a large number of people to spread falsehoods about Israel. Catalysts for these falsehoods include anti-Semitism, hatred, bigotry, ignorance of history, and the denial of the Word of God. They all lead to the same manufactured claim that the land of Israel does not belong to the Jews. It belongs to the Palestinians. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3 presents a clear argument that counters that manufactured belief. Reading here, "Now the Lord said to Abram, 'Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.'" Oh, and for those attacking Israel in order to excuse the actions of Hamas, take note of verse 3, what I just read. We also read throughout Genesis chapter 13 how Abraham was directed by God to travel to various areas of land, including Canaan. And when Abraham obeyed, God said repeatedly what he said in Genesis chapter 13, verse 15, "For all the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants forever." God even magnified that blessing in Genesis chapter 17, verse 8. God saying here, "Also I give to you and your descendants after you the land in which you are a stranger, all the land of Canaan, as an everlasting possession, and I will be their God." Everlasting. I'll say that again. Everlasting. Where's the debate? Jerusalem is seen as a battleground in ways of both military and faith between Jews and those who follow Islam. So with that in mind, I have two questions. How many times is Jerusalem referred to in the Bible? Depending on your translation, give or take a few, around 860 times. Question 2. How many times is Jerusalem referred to in the Quran? Once. And even that only vaguely. How rooted is Jerusalem with God and his children? This is what we read in Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 17. "At that time, Jerusalem shall be called the throne of the Lord, and all the nations shall be gathered to it, to the name of the Lord, to Jerusalem. No more shall they follow the dictates of their evil hearts." Even through sinning and disobedience to God who punished the Jewish people for their acts, which you can read about in Ezekiel chapter 14 as one instance, there is not one word, not one, in the Bible where God says to the Jewish people, "You know that land I promised Abraham and to you eternally? Forget it." One more proof, this time maybe from the New Testament. Jerusalem is where Jesus faced the act that cleanses all, his crucifixion. This is what Jesus reveals in Matthew chapter 20, verse 18. "Behold, we are going to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they will condemn him to death." Jesus in Luke chapter 21 also reveals how what happens to Jerusalem will be a major sign of his destined return. This is what he says in verses 20, 21, and 22. "But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation is near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those who are in the midst of her depart. And let not those who are in the country enter her. For these are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled." We know through his words that Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. The same can be said of Jerusalem. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. The Apostle John saying here, "Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away.'" Throughout ancient and modern history, the land that is Israel has been targeted and attacked in every way that Satan can come up with, yet she still stands strong. After hearing these words of God and his son Jesus, hopefully you will understand how and, more importantly, why. For those who seek to add their name to that long list of people who have attacked Israel, do so at your own peril.